Chapter 7. The Transparent Column. The boy was wearing Charles Wallace's clothes. He had Charles Wallace's hair and face, but Charles Wallace was not there.
"What have you done with him?" Meg shouted. "Where's Charles Wallace?"
"He's here," said the man. "He's well, and he's happy. There's no problem."
"That isn't Charles Wallace," said Meg. "Where is he?"
"Listen, Meg," said Calvin quietly. "Charles Wallace is inside there, and we need to find him." He held Charles Wallace's arm, and Meg took the other.
"Leave me," said Charles Wallace. "We were wrong. This man isn't our enemy. He's our friend."
"No," said Calvin.
"You don't understand," said Charles Wallace, looking at Calvin. "Mrs. What's-it, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch are our real enemies. It was a mistake to trust them."
"Charles Wallace's mouth is moving," Meg thought, "but this isn't his voice." Now her brother's blue eyes were looking at her, but they did not see. Someone or something was looking at her through her brother's eyes.
"I'll explain everything," said Charles Wallace.
He pulled away from Meg and Calvin and went to the man.
"Mrs. What's-it, help us!" shouted Meg,
but Mrs. What's-it did not answer.
"Meg," said Charles Wallace, "listen to me. You don't need to fight. We have come to a wonderful place. Everything on this planet is perfect. Just look into this man's eyes. He's our father's friend."
"I want to see father and ask him," said Meg.
Calvin looked at the man.
"If you're our friend, you'll take us to Mr. Murray."
"Charles Wallace will take you," said the man. Charles Wallace started to walk fast. Calvin and Meg followed him through a long corridor. Suddenly, Meg thought of something. "Calvin, remember Mrs. What's-it and our gifts? You can talk well, and that gift is stronger now. Can you talk to Charles Wallace?"
"I can try," said Calvin.
He walked next to Charles Wallace. He put his hand on his arm, but Charles Wallace pushed it off.
"I don't want to hurt you," said Calvin. "I want to be friends."
Charles Wallace looked at Calvin. His blue eyes started to see Calvin. But then Charles Wallace shook his head.
"Don't look into my eyes if you want to see Murray," he said.
"Murray?" asked Calvin. "Do you mean your father?"
"Father?" said Charles Wallace. "What's a father? If you need a father, you can have it."
"Who's it?" asked Meg.
"You're not ready for it. First, I need to tell you about this perfect planet of Kamazots. On Kamazots, nobody is ill."
"Nobody?" asked Calvin.
"Nobody," said Charles Wallace. "If someone is ill, we help them to go to sleep. It doesn't hurt."
"You kill them," said Meg.
"Kill a nice word," said Charles Wallace.
Charles Wallace moved to the wall of the corridor and put his hand on it. The wall shook and then became transparent. Charles Wallace walked through into another corridor, and Calvin and Meg followed.
"How did the wall open?" asked Calvin.
"I moved the atoms," said Charles Wallace. "Listen, I don't want any trouble from you. I don't want to take you to it."
"What's it?" asked Meg again.
"Meg, you're not stupid," said Charles Wallace. "Why do people fight at home? Why are people unhappy? It's because they try to be different. Here on Kamazots, we're all the same. It thinks for us, and we're all happy. Mrs. What's-It and her friends don't like that."
"No, that's not true," shouted Meg. "Our world isn't perfect, but it's better than Kamazots."
"Nobody is unhappy here," said Charles Wallace.
"And nobody is happy," said Meg. "You can't be happy if you aren't unhappy sometimes. Calvin, I must leave this evil place. I want to go home."
"We can't leave Charles Wallace," said Calvin, "and we must find your father."
Charles Wallace did not answer.
"Look at this," he said,
and a window opened in the wall. There was a boy with a ball. He bounced the ball, and every time it hurt him, and he screamed.
"We saw that boy earlier," said Calvin.
"He won't drop a ball again,"
said Charles Wallace, laughing. He put his hand on the wall again to make it transparent. Meg and Calvin looked into a small room. In the center was a large transparent column, and inside the column was a man.
"Father!" Meg shouted.